Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our guest in this half of the show is Charles Francis. He's the author of Mindfulness and Meditation Made Simple, Your Guide to Finding True Inner Peace. He teaches mindfulness meditation to individuals and to groups and organizations. So, Charles, walk us through what a meditation session would look like for somebody.
Okay. Basically, what we're trying to achieve is our ability to see the world objectively, right? Now, we have what we call our two tools of observation, and those are concentration and mindfulness itself. Mm-hmm. So, and the idea being it is that if we want to be able to observe something clearly and objectively, the first thing we need to do is be able to keep our mind steady. If our mind is scattered and bouncing from one thing to another, we're not going to be able to observe the object very clearly because we're just not focused. So we practice concentration during our meditation session. That's the first thing that we do. And what we do is we use a counting technique. Basically, we just count our breath 1 through 5 silently in our mind. And what that does is it helps keep some of the stray thoughts at bay. Now, I know some people think, you know, that, you know, they have to do this perfectly and that if they're not fully concentrated on their breath, if their mind wanders off, that they're doing it wrong. That's just not so. You know, we all have stray thoughts that come and go. And the idea is to just keep bringing ourselves back to the breath. So by counting, we keep ourselves anchored in the present moment and on our breath. Now, when a stray thought comes in, just immediately bring it back to your breath. After a few minutes of concentration meditation, then we switch over to observing our breath in a slightly different way. It's a more gentle way. It's more mindful. So what we do is we observe our whole breath instead of just one aspect of our breath like we did in the concentration. But we observe the whole breathing process, the expansion and contraction of our lungs, you know, the rise and fall of our chest, and then we start looking deeper into, you know, how the oxygen is nourishing our bodies and our minds and how it just really aids in the whole functioning of our body. So what we're basically doing is steadying our mind so we can look beyond the surface with mindfulness. And that's really the crux of the whole mindfulness meditation practice, is to be able to look deeper into whatever it is we want to observe, whether it's our emotions, whether it's our task at work, you know, how that's impacting the rest of the organization, how it's impacting society and the world at large. So we just learn to make better decisions when we understand the relationships between different parts of our surrounding.
Hmm. How long does it take for people to, you know, be able to get past those, to control their mind, I guess, so that those thoughts are not, you know, flittering through all the time?
Well, I think to some extent we're prone to having these stray thoughts coming in because, you know, once we calm our mind, you know, then afterwards we get involved in our activities and then we just stimulate it all over again. So it's kind of like a vehicle, you know, speeding up and then slowing down, speeding up and then slowing down. The problem is when we don't meditate, we just always on the go. You know, we always got our foot on the accelerator. Hmm. So, but by meditating, we give our mind a break and just allow it to calm down naturally.
Charles, in terms of meditation and the benefits of meditation, how much time a day do we need to be putting into this?
Well, it's up to the individual and, you know, how much of a commitment they want to make. And it also is dependent on their experience, because somebody who's brand new to meditation, is not going to be able to sit for 20 or 40 minutes. So, you know, what I recommend for somebody who's brand new, you know, to sit for about 5 or 10 minutes a day or every other day, you know, however long you can, and then work your way out from there. But, you know, then again, the more time we devote to our practice, the greater our progress will be. So, you know, I recommend people, you know, start off easy, you know, make a commitment to practice, say, every other day or every day for just a few minutes, however long you can sit, and then work your way up from there. And, you know, they've done studies where people see immediate physical changes in their brain after just a week of meditation. So the results are come quite quickly. And you'll notice yourself being a lot more peaceful, more focused, and you'll notice that your emotions are much more steady.
Well, that was my next question. Let's talk about the science behind meditation. There is quite a few studies done. What are some of the ones that strike you the most?
Well, there are just so many. I mean, it helps lower stress, helps deal with a lot of emotional issues like post-traumatic stress disorder. Now the mental health community, they've really incorporated this into their treatment of their patients. They've also found that it lowers blood pressure. It even improves the immune system. So it helps us fight off diseases. So, you know, that has tremendous implications, you know, over our health. The other thing is that they found is that it slows the aging process because it helps preserve the chromosomes that degrade over time in our body. So they're just, every day they're finding out so many new ways that the practice is helping us not just become more at peace, but also to live healthier lives and just enjoy life so much more.
Well, you, Charles, encouraged the practice of a couple different types of meditation, which are a little different than perhaps just a breathing. You practice like a writing meditation and a walking meditation. What is involved in those?
Well, writing meditation is something we developed here at the Mindfulness Meditation Institute. Loving kindness meditation is something that's not new. That's been around since the time of the Buddha. And basically what they do with loving kindness meditation is they have a set of affirmations. For example, may I be more loving, compassionate, and understanding. And what they've done in the past is they've recited these, or they read them, or they've thought them silently in their mind. And the idea being that these affirmations will imprint themselves in your mind so that you start behaving more along these lines. Well, what we did one day was we experimented to see what would happen is if instead of, you know, listening to them or reciting the verses, what would happen if we wrote them down by hand? So we did that. And what we found is after just about a few days, less than a week, you know, we found ourselves behaving much more differently. We found ourselves being more outgoing, more upbeat, more positive about everything. And further on down the road, we found that this was instrumental in the healing process. For example, when we have wounds from our past, like say with loved ones, strained relationships with our parents or other people, all these revolve around how we see them, our views about other people. So with the writing meditation, what happens is if we transform our views about other people and we develop a more understanding, a more forgiving attitude, these attitudes will help us heal and transform those wounds from the past. So this writing meditation is a very powerful technique for people, you know, who want to overcome these wounds, and also for staying focused on their meditation practice.
What about walking, mindful walking? What is that?
Well, mindfulness, remember what we're trying to do is incorporate mindfulness into all aspects of our lives. Mm-hmm. Whatever we're doing, we want to learn how to do it, being in the present moment and just being more focused and more attentive to what we're doing. For example, you know, if we're, you know, cutting vegetables, you know, preparing dinner, if we're not focused on what we're doing, we run the danger of cutting ourselves. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I've done that. So, you know, it has very practical applications. So with what we do with walking meditation is we use that as another form of meditation to that we can use when we're when we might be a little too restless to sit for a few minutes. In fact, I very often do a little bit, you know, about 5 minutes of walking meditation in my room, you know, just so it makes it easier to sit for a few minutes. And what we generally do is we walk a little slower. We can use either the counting technique to focus on just one aspect of our walking, say our footsteps, you know, our foot touching the ground. Or we can walk in a more mindful manner where we can observe the whole function of our body as we take each step. And the idea is that if we calm, if we slow down our body, our mind will follow.
It's a fascinating topic, and I'd like to talk to you more about it, but we're running out of time, and I'm wondering if you could just talk a little bit about your book and people that should pick up your book and where they can find it.
Yeah, well, Mindfulness Meditation Made Simple, Your Guide to Finding True Inner Peace. What I did was I developed a 12-step format that explains the practice in very simple terms, step by step. And there are exercises at the end of each chapter that will help the reader incorporate the techniques and understand the principles. So it makes it a lot easier for them to learn. And they can find it on Amazon.com, and they can also find it on our website, mindfulnessmeditationinstitute.org. And there they can also find in the resources section the writing meditations, the loving-kindness writing meditation. We also have one for losing weight. We have another one for staying focused on the practice. So they can go there and download these free of charge.
Charles, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Garrett Perry, Reg Fair, our producers, for making the show available to you. I want to thank producers across the country that have made the show available on their networks. And thank you for listening. Have a great, healthy week.